welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled Hiccups at the Table of the Lord.
A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, if the wicked man renounces all the sins he has committed, respects my laws and is law-abiding and honest, he will certainly live. He will not die. All the sins he committed will be forgotten from then on. He shall live because of the integrity he has practiced. What am I likely to take pleasure in the death of a wicked man? It is the Lord who speaks. And not prefer to see him renounce his wickedness and live? But if the upright man renounces his integrity, commits sin, copies the wicked man, and practices every kind of filth, is he to live? All the integrity he has practiced shall be forgotten from then on. But this is because he himself has broken faith and committed sin, and for this he shall die. But you object, what the Lord does is unjust. Listen, you house of Israel. Is what I do unjust? Is it not what you do that is unjust? When the upright man renounces his integrity to commit sin and dies because of this, he dies because of the evil that he himself has committed. When the sinner renounces sin to become law-abiding and honest, he deserves to live. He has chosen to renounce all his previous sins. He shall certainly live. He shall not die. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, if your virtue goes no deeper than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have learnt how it was said to our ancestors, you must not kill. And if anyone does kill, he must answer for it before the court. But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with his brother will answer for it before the court. If a man calls his brother fool, he will answer for it before the Sanhedrin. And if a man calls him renegade, he will answer for it in hell fire. So then, if you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go and be reconciled with your brother first, and then come back to present your offering. Come to terms with your opponent in good time, while you are still on the way to the court with him. Or he may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. I tell you solemnly, you will not get out till you have paid the last penny. What Jesus lays out in today's Gospel is within the Sermon on the Mount. There we need to read the Beatitudes as the guiding vision to the collection of sayings brought together here from Jesus' entire ministry by the evangelist. Within the Beatitudes, there is also a priority, the Beatitude in the center, which contains the response as the action. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Mercy, eleios, the quality of softening toward another, stands at the center of Jesus' teaching and ministry. So it is no great surprise that the healing of relationships is then so important and gets so much focus in the Sermon on the Mount. We also need to be a bit cautious about being too literal with the reference to altars. Jesus is talking to a largely Jewish audience as a Jew. Christian altars are much later as the Holy Spirit guides us along the paths of the kingdom. So what Jesus is pointing to are offerings made to God to restore a perceived break in the relationship with God, without thinking of relationships to others. In other words, you cannot restore the vertical without considering the horizontal. However, God restores us to Himself so that we can share that restoration with others. Think of the sequence at the rite of communion. The prayers and actions follow a petition fulfillment pattern. We ask for God's will to be done and His kingdom to come. We ask for daily bread and forgiveness and protection from evil. And then we ask for similar things in reverse order. Deliver us from every evil, grant us peace, keep us free from sin, protect us from all distress as we await the coming of the Lord. Then we announce it is all here anyway. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory. We follow that by Jesus' gift of peace and a plea for unity, which we immediately give to each other because it has been given to us by that prayer. The kingdom has come. The bread of the Eucharist is ready for us to approach. The forgiveness of our sins is possible because we have ministered the divine peace to each other. And as the Council of Trent summarized the teaching on the Eucharist, it is a cure for sin and a remover of obstacles and the nourishment of the kingdom as a consequence of being the body and blood, soul and a divinity of Christ. Placed within this dialogue of plea and answer, promise and fulfillment, we become more completely the instruments of the opening plea of Mass, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. To be drawn into this dialogue of grace is to be changed. Always slowly, hopefully steadily. The slow and steady is a gift of God, so that we don't scare the neighbours too easily. On the other hand, as our first reading highlights, there are always those neighbours who do not want any change in anyone, maybe to be content in their own static position. To delve into popular culture and to name names current at this point in 2023. The Getting Better Catholic, celebrity Mark Wahlberg, has been roasted for presenting a Stage Actors Guild Award to the cast of a popular science fiction movie. They happen to be Asian. Wahlberg narrowly escaped justified incarceration for acts of gratuitous violence against Asian persons when he was 16. He is now 51 years old. Reportedly now a devout member of our flock, his life is marked by the same hiccup journey of change we can all identify within ourselves. Do the moments of conversion from drugs, racism, and violence, the apology to his victim of 1988, make no difference? Ezekiel has words about that, and I do not think Mr. Wahlberg is being addressed. What is being addressed is a culture that locks persons into a prison of public opinion that thrives on outrage and exclusion. There is no mercy, even in the face of necessary reparation. Sometimes reparation can be a bit clumsy. Yet, change by the Lord of Mercy is present. Public opinion, though, is unforgiving in its desire for outrage. Rather, let us this Lenten season rejoice in the stumbling towards God, the hiccups of being well fed at the table of the Lord.